Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to everybody every day,
But certain times when my phone wasn't working, I used other people's phones just to listen to the show. So I thank God for my grandson's little iPhone and everything. But I'm just grateful today. And again, I try to talk about me because I can only tell you what I went through. This last couple of months been very physical, which I told y'all before I suffered from. Well, I had suffered from a lot of different migraines. And when the migraines took me down, it like takes me sometimes a week. I would have like seven different types of headaches come in different places of my head, from the back of the lower membrane of my head near my neck, from the middle of my head to the top of the head to the front of my head, all different types of headaches. Some I threw up, some I got lightheaded, some got me really, really dizzy to the point where I couldn't move. But I just thank God for bringing me through some things because I just think about him constantly. If he wasn't with me, where would I be? And as I begin to thank him and talk to him more, I begin to worship more. See, God want to get us to a place of not just talking to him, but worshiping with him. See, everybody can say they have long conversations and they pray like they supposed to. I'm not calling you what you are, but you know who you are. And sometimes you get so biblically good till you know earthly good. And sometimes God want to break us down so we can hear from him. And I did a lot of health issues because I start to go through, and I say, God, like, what am I doing wrong? These headaches is taking control. I couldn't get clean like I needed to. I didn't want to get out of bed until it almost got me into a slight depression. But I know these things are not of you, so Father, I need you to deal with me in these issues. I need you. My family needs you. Because I'm the big mama of my family. So if I'm falling apart, I know my husband can carry it, but it's some things that he can't do for me. Amen? Don't get me wrong. He's going to be with me every step of the way, but it's some issues in a woman's life where a man has no idea. Amen? And I just thank God that he still listens. He didn't have to say a word, but he just listened. And I tell you, the listening part did more for me than the physical part. Amen? Because it just took me back to 1 Corinthians 18. It's 19, I'm sorry. Do you not know that your body are a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God, and you are not your own? So I'm my body I'm carrying through these 56 years of my life is not mine, because when he gave me some of himself, he removed the old Maureen and replaced with their Holy Spirit. So this outer shell had to go through some things for a purpose. Why I had to go through those things, maybe it's just to tell you today that where there is sickness, there is healing. Where there is joy, there is a greater joy. Amen. And I just want y'all to just go on this ride with me this evening. Just be with me for a little while. If I cry a little bit, it's okay, because, you know, some people don't realize the type of medications that they give you just for migraines. And some of the migraine medications takes you through whirlwinds. Some of the injections they gave me took me through different types of depression. Hallelujah, God. Took me through emotional things. Some of the pills that they put me on made me want to sleep and not get up, not wash up, not be here. And I'm just grateful because of the God I serve. I'm a listener. I'm a watcher. So I listen to women with the injection. God started off with injections in my head, the back of my head. When they took a little needle and put steroids back there, it's called blockers, shock blockers. And then they gave me Industrious and Flonase and some of the stuff I can't still pronounce. And it just took me through a lot of physical and emotional drainage. But I never gave up praying and talking to him. I just question, like, why me right now? I got things in my life going on. Why me right now? I'm not working right now. I'm dealing with, my head is killing me. I feel my body's breaking down. I'm 56 years old, feeling like I'm 92. Going on with me. And he just kept saying, this is only for a season. And I know a medicine is going to come through. Well, I'm going to keep taking the medicine until my healing comes. I'm going to keep taking it until my healing comes. But in the meantime, as I go through some things, a lot of issues came up. So that made me take a lot of EKGs. I see the neurologist. I had to see the osteo doctor for my bones. And he was like, a lot of too much stress. I want you to get another mammogram, get your heart checked. Different avenues so we can wing everything out. And then he says, well, one of your x-rays came up where you have a lot of osteoarthritis in my bone area, that's in the neck area, that's pushing onto the nerves of my head. I was like, wow, okay, what can we do? I'm going to give you a medication. And experimental, it might make you suicidal thoughts. And I'm like, okay, God, I believe you. I'm going to take the medication until my healing comes. And I just did everything that they asked me to do. And then after that medication didn't work, they gave me another one. And then they kept giving me, altogether I had like 9 different migraine medications with the needles in the head, the knee, everything. Nothing worked. So I'm sitting in the room and I'm just on the Facebook and I said, let me go in this group chat with people talking about migraine. And this one lady says she went and got the Botox injection. And I was like, I can't do no more head shot needles nowhere because the nerve blockers, it hurt it. It hurt it. Can you imagine a needle going through the first layer of skin in the back of your head so it can hit a nerve, so it can block the shock of the pressure? I grabbed my husband's hand. And I was like, okay, I can count this through. He said, don't move, don't move. I'm like, if you don't get this needle, hurry up. I don't know what I can do to you if you know, and I'm just talking to myself. But as I'm grabbing Charles' hand, I'm squeezing his hand. And that worked for a couple. I would, if honestly, I say for about a day, a day and a half. And then I had to call him again and do the same thing again. And then he said, well, this is the last time we're going to do this one because it seemed to not be working. But I need you, and I'm gaining weight in the process of the steroids. So I'm gaining so much weight because of the steroids also. It affected my asthma. A lot of things was I couldn't walk like I used to be out here walking with the grandkids. So now I'm seeing the bone doctor. He says, oh, Miss Lee, the x-rays show that you have osteo and rheumatoid arthritis in your knees, your shoulders, your ankle. And by the way, you have to see the podiatrist. So I've seen the podiatrist. They said your right foot has a fracture in the heel. And I'm like, okay, I thought they were heel spurs. I just put the arch in the shoe and kept it moving. But when one area of your life start falling apart, it seemed to be a dominant effect. Because our God wants us in good health. You feel what I'm saying? Because we got work to do. We got so many things going on as women that when our body shuts down, the main source of strength in your household began to rupture. But the husband I have wasn't having that. He said, no, babe, you getting up in the morning and you want to sit in this living room, you want to get this thing together. I'm not telling you your head don't hurt, but it's not going to take over you. So here we read Proverbs 17:22. He said, I want you to, you know, get this in your spirit. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And I was like, he said, read it again. I was like, no, you try to call me dry. You know, but, and I had to, okay, baby, thank you. And then I had to read it again. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I said, okay, I'm going to keep my good spirit. I'm going to get up. I'm going to laugh this off. But women, what I want you to realize is sometimes you're the backbone of your family. And I tell y'all all the time, y'all wear so many different types of hats. You have to be, even if you're not married, you're a mother, you're a sister, you're a daughter, you're a niece. You carrying so many hats. You're a grandma, you're a provider. Some of y'all pastors, y'all evangelists. Y'all wear so many hats that when we come home, we don't know when to release something. You feel what I'm saying? Yo, we have to learn to, excuse me, it's time to sit down. Understand me? Down. Sit. Thank you, I'm so sorry. We have to put some things down. And Women, y'all know I love y'all. And sometimes God gives us hints of when our body is getting tired. Sometimes we take the hint and sometimes we don't. Because we got so much going on. God, I can't hear you right now. I got to go take care of my grandsons. I got to take care of my granddaughters. I got stuff going on. I just can't sit still right now. You know. And he's talking to me. He's like, okay, keep playing with me. You going to sit down one way or the other. You going to sit down one way or the other. So as I begin to keep moving, you know, I keep my grandkids because I can't see them in North Philly too long without me They can't play outside. They can't be kids anymore in the city of Philadelphia, which is a shame because that's another stress on mothers and fathers and grandparents, that you send your children out to play. And boys, I'm not saying men, I'm saying boys, that are afraid to succeed in life. They are afraid to see what God can take them from. They are afraid to live, so they pick up guns and decide to kill. See, something went wrong in that brain because we're not where God needs us to be. Where the guys are on the corner, men, I'm talking to you right now with mental health. Where you're, if you're in the right frame of mind, if God brought you some places, if God kept you off the street, you need to do the next for the next man. Amen. If you see guys on the corner, just God be the glory. God loves you. God needs a few good soldiers. He needs a few good men, and I see you could be a great man of wisdom. Let me talk to you a while. Let me tell you how God, what God did for me. I heard my husband witness to a couple men in North Philly, and I wish they could call into the show. Maybe I could get them to call into the men's show. Amen. Where if it wasn't for my husband just being the man that God called him to be, he saved so many lives from the street. Even when he worked and the men in the prison come home and they see us in the street, where he changed their lives, just the mention of my God. My Jesus, my Christ, my Lord, and my Savior. Just the mention of his name can change some things. And just the blood that he shed can make us healthy again. It's just you got to go through some things where God can dip you back in the water while the water is moving. He don't want me to, oh, hallelujah, God. But just, I just want y'all to listen to this. Dear friends, this is 3 John 1-2. To my dear friends, whom I love in the truth, dear friends, I pray that you enjoy good health, and that you may, that will go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gives me great joy when some believers came to and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling and continuing to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And if you continue to read on, God mentions good health, all through the body, good health. Oh, Jesus, we need good health. And I'm just like, y'all said, oh, Miss Maureen is skipping around today. Yes, I am, because I want to hit so many different things that I've been reading through my, going through these migraines and this osteoarthritis and, oh, my God, body breaking down to build me up to the woman I'm on right now, you know? But I just want y'all to hear this. Men, I'm coming back at you. Okay, we know the corona is real. We know men, we know y'all go through some things. But black men, most black men die from heart condition, high blood pressure, diabetes. We need you to be well. We need y'all to get them health checks, those physical checks, and whatever the doctor tell you to do, it don't make you no lower, man, no lower if you do what the doctor call you to do. Amen. I just need y'all to get those tests done, prostates, everything, because we have to be in good health for the kingdom. We are losing too many of our young black men to the street. We're talking about black-on-black crime. Well, I know Black Lives Matter. I understand that. Don't get me wrong. But black-on-crime is going crazy in the city of Philadelphia right now. We're almost up to 400 homicides in the city of Philadelphia. And I have a God. I have a God that can heal the land. I have a God that can do all things but fail. I have a God, if you call upon him, he is near. I have a God where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. I have a God that gave us the, hallelujah, that we can send angels forth. I have a God that controls this situation. But we're not where we're supposed to be. Hallelujah, God. We're not where we're supposed to be, men and women of God, that we can call on those angels to fight this battle in the city of Philadelphia that's going through all over the country. Oh, hatred. Hatred for one another. Hatred. What happened to the city of brotherly love? What happened to us healing the land from the corona? We're going through different transitions in our life, and daughters and sons, we're killing each other. We're killing our own in the streets of Philadelphia. It's like I'm scared to turn on the TV anymore, to even watch the news, because mental health, emotional health, physical health, it's all on the news. I told my husband today, I woke up 5 o'clock. I get up 5 o'clock every morning, and it's been happening. Oh, my God, I feel so good. I feel so good. Y'all just don't understand. Just getting up, and I turned on Fox 29. I read at the bottom of the screen, a 10-month baby was assaulted, then died. Sexually assaulted a 10-month child, and then they died. What kind of society we're living in where you have to assault a 10-month child? You damage them so bad till they died. This is what is these, God knows, to me, these are our last days. We're living our last days. Again, I just wanted to let you know, you're listening to the Daughters of Ruth. This is the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,308th episode. God is so good. My name is Maureen Lee. If you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. You can listen, or you can simply hit 1. Amen. But these are different things we're going through in the city of Philadelphia. And these are the things I'm turning on the news as I go through my migraines, and I end up, like, crying. And our migraines are getting worse because now I'm listening to all the deaths in the city of Philadelphia. Okay, God, you're suffering. I'm suffering from a migraine. And the city of Philadelphia is falling apart. Mothers are losing their children. Fathers are losing their sons. Grandparents are losing their grandchildren. And the list goes on. And I keep hearing, God, we're two. Or three. Oh, hallelujah. Just walk with me for a little bit. Please call in. I need y'all opinion. Women, call in. Talk to me, because this mental health with migraines, we need to talk about it, because when you stress over one thing, it opens doors for so much more. Ask me, I know. This is what migraines can do. It can shut you down. it can shut you down. I'm sorry, y'all, my alarm going off. I just want to read that parable for you, so give me 1 second. I'm a crybaby, y'all know that. And I'm okay with being a crybaby. But I want to read the first one. It's Matthew 18:19. Again, truly, in red is Jesus talking. Truly, again, I tell you, where two of you on earth agree about anything that the ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven, my Father in heaven. For where there's two or three are gathered in my name, there where I am with them. I'm sorry. But I want y'all to realize where two or three, even if y'all, I tell you, this Zoom, the meetings on the church are great, but when you can hold hands and touch and agree, oh my God, it's such a difference just to be in a house of fellowship. But this pandemic got us so shut down that we're not where we need to be, where we can touch and agree. I really believe we need that physical touch and agree, where we can abound in heaven, where, whoa, I'm just at a point in my life where I need God to show up and show out. Show up and show out in the city of Philadelphia, and where they have a lot of gun violence. I'm talking, when they go to pull them guns back to shoot, they see angels, and they can't do it. They like, oh, God, what is this? What I'm who is these people behind this young man? Who is these people bodyguarding all around them? It's possible, God. This thing is real with our God. I heard testimonies when I was younger how this guy was about to be robbed. But he said, and I seen two big guys surrounding him. And I turned and ran the other way. It's possible, you guys, that we can send our angels to camp around the violent streets of Philadelphia. Where they go to do their violence, the angels show up and fight the battles, because it's good versus evil, health versus bad health, good health. Come on down. This mental, physically, emotional city in Philadelphia that we're living in is calling for a lot of demonic spirits to pop up and to dwell, houses to be overturned with evil. What happened to love? What happened to my brothers and sisters keepers? Yes, we go through some things, but God don't continue for us to stay there. He didn't mean for me to stay with the place I was going in. But the medication that they had me on, I had to say, oh, no. The pain got so bad where they gave me Perc. And I didn't like that. I told Pastor Toy, I didn't like the place that it had me in, because I needed one more. I got to get one more. I could deal with this. I need one more pill today. The headache getting better today. And then I wake up to gun violence in the streets of Philadelphia. I said, God, I can't take these no more. I called CVS Pharmacy. What you want me to do with these pills? I can't take them. You feel what I'm saying? I this thing we living in is real. And I just want y'all to know this is real. And if you see me going around, because I wrote so many things down, but I'm just getting where God needs me to be, so I pray for different types of things every day. Right now I'm on women's health. You know, I really want y'all to realize, even use me as an example. If you're not where God needs you to be, he will sit you down for a period so he can talk to you. Men, if you're not in the household where you're supposed to be, God will sit you down where he can talk to you. And sometimes we still don't hear that. We still keep moving because we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. You hear me? I want y'all to realize we need to be where God needs us to be. And that's, I just really want you to just listen. Because this walk is real. It's real. And I'm going to go back to me again, because I can tell you about my story. They had me on perk 10s. I was like, wow. Wow. This is crazy. Wow. It just had me, it was for the osteoarthritis. They said it was for chronic pain. Chronic pain. And I keep saying to myself, chronic pain. Every 6 hours, they had me taking a Percocet. Every 6 hours. And it didn't work. It just made me numb. Made me numb like I wasn't physically and emotional here. It had me vomiting. Sometimes I cried and shit, like the shimmer, shakes. But that's not where God needed me to be. I can't take this. And I was having so many pains through my body. I just cried. I said, God, I pray, I talk to you, I study my word. What's going on? It felt like my body's just shutting down. God, where you at? Do you hear me? It's Maureen, Daddy. Daddy is your spoiled child. You know who I am. I'm spoiled. You got me this way. I need your healing. I need your help. And my husband could tell you, it's certain, all types of medication can do different things to you. But when your body is going through an emotional drain, emotional stress, man, it shuts you down. It shuts you down. Again, I don't want to lose my focus, but I'm bouncing around. Please call in tonight. This is the 1,308th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee, with the Daughters of Ruth. I'm so glad to be back. Y'all just don't understand. If I'm a crybaby today, it's because this I can talk about. I try to let y'all know emotionally what I go through. 319-527-6091. Please call in and tell me your story. Don't have me on here talking to myself. Give me your opinion, okay? Because God be the glory for all he has done and how he's carrying us from one period of life into another. Amen? But I'm going back to the men now. I know it's the daughters of Ruth, but we got to talk to the men a little bit too. Because we need them. We really need the men, strong Christian men that stand after God's own heart. Sometimes we got to go in prayer and we have to take back our streets, one street at a time. We need the street ministries back. I know we're in a pandemic. I understand that. But we need to take these corners by force. We need to get the oil and anoint the corners, anoint the neighborhood, knock on doors. Hey, I'm just stopping by. No, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness, but I'm a child of God. I just need to let you know Jesus loves you. Young man on the corner, look, I've been there. My husband told them one time, I meant to tell y'all, I've been through three wars. It's something where you can't go to sleep because people shooting, bombs going off all around you, blood, you stepping on your brother's legs and arms and different body pieces all on the ground. But y'all talking about y'all in war. No, boo. Son, you don't know what war is. I did three wars. Saudi, Panama, and Grenada. So I lived this bullet life. It's not what you want. If you really want to be about this life, go in the military, and then we can talk. And to hear my husband witnessing to these boys, and they like, darn, Mr. Lee, darn, Pop Lee, all that. In trenches where he had to pee himself in his own, just in trenches, where he couldn't move because he's sitting in a foxhole, that's what it's called, waiting for the enemy to cross that line. So he can protect his soldiers. But y'all not protecting soldiers in the street. We need to witness. We need to reach out. God, we need to heal our land by prayer. Street ministry. Bring street ministry back. Pick a corner. Let's go to Lehigh. Let's go to Erie. Let's go to Allegheny. Let's go to King Sesame. Let's go to Woodland. Let's go to Pasker Avenue. Let's do this. We need prayers back in the streets. It's too much black on black crime. And when you go, before you do it, you go before God. Take it to the throne. You feel what I'm saying? We gotta do it. For God I live, for God I die. You feel what I'm saying? And it took me back to Esther. Remember? Esther 4:16, go before all the Jews, present. She fasted, she prayed for a certain amount of days, and then she went for the king, and she said, if I perish, I perish for her people. That's how we have to be. When we have so much gun violence, I'm going on, what's the street? Lehigh Avenue. Broad and Lehigh. And if we got to walk up and down Broad and Lehigh and then pick another street, King Sesame in West Philly, Woodland Avenue, and pray, get our prayer together, for God I live, for God I die, if I perish, I perish. But we got to get God's word out. The ministering angels got to be placed on corners where the violence is. The young man at the Chinese store, if we could have sent our ministering angels to camp around that boy, because nobody know their time, but I do know I have a God that's omnipresent. He's everywhere. So if we all get together and do a war cry, God will hear us. The heavens will tremble. All my people are crying, and they on one accord. Can you imagine? I hear my people crying, and they on one accord. Heaven is shaking and trembling because I hear my people's war cry. I can only imagine. People, young men coming to Christ. I want to kill this man. And my gun jammed. And I seen these big men around them, but nobody else can see them. I said, no, drop the gun, and I ran. But he gave a testimony. These are the kind of things that will heal the land. So when, if we could pick a day, even as Purpose Kingdom Network, when we could get the men together and we go as a group and start witnessing, knocking on doors, putting our masks on, and if y'all want to put the gloves on, do that too. But people need to know God's not dead. He's still alive, and he's living on the inside of us. We got to take back our street. It's too many black-on-black crime. Yeah, Miss Maureen, God did some things. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. We're going to go to an announcement, and then we're going to do the call of salvation. So, Pastor Toy, would you do the call of salvation? And if you don't mind, please.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, I just bless and thank and praise God for you this evening. What a mighty testimony. That's all I can say. We bless God for your healing. We bless God for your turnaround. We bless God for keeping you in the right mind. We bless God because he said no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that flieth against you shall fail. I just thank and praise God for your testimony this evening. And there may be somebody out there who heard Reverend Maureen give her testimony, and she talked about going through a difficult time, a dark time, but how she was able to come through because in the midst of all that she was going through, she remained in her relationship with the Lord. She knew to call on the Father, to call on Jesus. Somebody out there might be saying, well, you know what, I'm going through a similar situation. I feel like I'm losing it all. I don't feel like I can get in my right mind. The world seems like it's closing in on me. I can't seem to fit in no matter what I do, no matter where I go. I want you to know that the reason you can't fit in with the world is because you don't, were not created to fit into the world. You're a misfit to the world because you are a Christ fit for the kingdom. Hallelujah, God. And tonight you can begin to walk in, hallelujah, into your calling, into your purpose, into fulfillment. You can begin to walk into your perfect fit, hallelujah, by just accepting the gift that God has given to you. And not just to you, but to all of us. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but can have everlasting life. Now, what I love about that is the whosoever clause. Because the whosoever clause covers everything and everybody. It covers your ethnic background, your culture, your economic situation. It covers any sin you could have committed from A to Z, from adultery to zealot. It covers all of it.
Yes.
God loved us so much that he took on the form of man, came into the womb of a woman, into this sin-sick world to purchase us back, to redeem us, to heal us, to cleanse us. And all we have to do is accept the gift. Don't let people get you caught up on false arguments. That's what Lucifer wants you to do. Oh, I can't accept Christ. They made him a white man. They painted him white. He got blind hair and blue eyes. Don't get caught up on that. Are you correct? Did they paint them incorrectly? Yes, they did. That deep? No, it's not. Because at the end of the day, he still came and died for our sin. He said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. And guess what? You don't have to wait until death to get that abundant life. You can have it right here, right now.
Yes. Yes.
I just the gift God gave you. And it's not something that's hard to do. The Word of God also tells us if you believe in your heart and confess out your mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he lived and died for our sins and rose from the grave, then you too can be saved. So if you believe that tonight, if you're willing to taste and see that the Lord is good, if you're willing to try him out this evening, because I promise, if you try him out, and I mean truly try him out, you'll find out that it's the best thing that ever happened to you by saying a simple prayer. It doesn't have to be deep, long, or drawn out. If you don't know what to say, you can say this prayer with me. You just say, Father God, I come to you tonight accepting the gift that you gave, your son Jesus. I ask him into my life. I ask him to forgive me of my sin. And I ask him to begin to create me new right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, just tell somebody. Just say, hey, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning or Sabbath worship, prayer service, Bible study. That's all about a church membership. But a personal relationship, you just let somebody know. And as soon as you do, we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with D Block. I'm sorry, not with D Block, with the Healing Hour and Minister Arthur Burgess. The Healing Hour and Minister Arthur Burgess at 9 p.m. If you would like to follow us, you can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, concerns, or just the declaration of your faith. Any prayer requests to us directly at Purpose Kingdom Net. Again, that's PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, pray with you, pray for you, and touch and agree in any area that you would like us to touch and agree on. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Again, Reverend Maureen, thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing the world this evening with your testimony. And the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate you. You know I love you.
Love you, too.
I just think about what she said when she did the call of salvation. You can't tell me my God is not real. He don't do things half-baked. He do things right away. Once you do that, accept him as your personal Savior, It's a done deal. Old things pass away, all things become new. And that's when you begin to activate your faith. For God I live, for God I die. I'm a rider chick. And I'm a ride for my dad. Because my dad has risen for me on so many occasions. So many occasions. And I just want to give like a special, some little shout out to my husband for keeping me grounded, letting me go through with him, then without him. Just my daughters and my grandchildren, great-grands. I'm just grateful to my sisters in Christ for the prayers and for the strength. I'm just grateful to my God because I know who he is and what he means to me. And I mean what I say. If we can have a cry to our daddy on one accord, heaven will tremble and he will send his angels down. And this y'all just don't know the God we serve. The stories in the Bible are real. When he just, I forget the names, because I tell you, I'm not all that with names in the Bible, but when God give it to me, I might not get it right, and I say, Pastor Toy, which one was that? They walked around the walls of Jericho, and which part, and the walls came tumbling down. He said, Joshua, come on, if he's the same God, he can walk around the city of Philadelphia and the guns start falling down because they can melt in their hands. They can, what you call it, when you can't pull the trigger,
jam.
They can jam. That's the kind of God I serve. And then they can say, oh, wow, the city of Philadelphia had no crime last night. And that's when we can get up and say, my God did it because God blocked it. Because our men and our children are afraid to live. They're afraid to accomplish goals in their life. They've been told they're not going to be nothing. You're just like you, women. You know I ain't lying. You're just like your father. You're going to be in jail. You just spoke death to him. I tell my grandson, Khalil, I don't look at his lives and stuff, but I know who God called him to be. I said, okay, you don't know you're a minister. You're going to walk in that joke and you're going to be standing from a pulpit somewhere. Michael, CJ, Isaiah, oh, yeah, Tony, y'all going to be speaking in church because I know the seeds that God gave me. I know the good stock that they came from. My daughters, they're going to be great. My other, Janine just started her own business. She got her LLC. I'm proud of her. She's doing mental health. I'm proud of her.
She didn't stop till she got
there. And she has a spirit like me. She wants to help everybody. And I wish she could tell you about it. Is Love, Life, and Happiness,
yes,
LLC, Janine Gilbert. I'm proud of her. Y'all know Laura just got her bachelor's degree. Shar, you know Shar. She's doing hair to the nine. She needs to be in Atlanta doing celebrities' hair, getting ready, because the girl is fierce. Kiona, she's in that mental health. Her, Monique, they do mental health. Tasha, she used to do a lot of geriatrics, nursing homes. But my girls they have gifts that God gave them. But you gotta walk in your gift. So when you come to Christ, you ask him, God, where do you need me? Cause it's a lot of places that God can use your gifts. And then my baby, my oldest girl, that's my baby girl to me, is Sakaya. She got her degree in video editing. we can use her in a church, editing and video in the show, the sermon. That's the ministry. Musical ministry, dance ministry. God can use the young people. The guys that's shooting up the corners, God can use you. He needs some warriors that can tell the story. Look, I got shot 17 times, but I'm here to tell you, God is good.
Hallelujah. He turned John the Baptist around. He turned him around.
Come on now.
John the Baptist was a killer.
Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm placing a war cry. We need to take back our streets through prayer, through touching and agreeing.
Amen.
We can do this through Christ. And my God don't fail. My God is that good. Pastor Toy, I don't know if we're having trouble on the our lines, but a couple people said they tried to call in. And the circus seemed to be really busy. See, when God's word go out and people want to call in, it's sometimes it can be difficult, but it's okay. But the word's still going to go out. Amen? So we need to think about everything that's been said today.
Yeah.
Don't stay in the state that the enemy has you in. What did Trump say? Stand back and stand by. My thing is stand back and rise up. To God be the glory. Because he the only one can turn this thing around.
Amen.
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 Okay. I just want to, honey, do you have anything to say, sweetie?
No, I just want to say I was a little out of it while she was doing her show, but I know it was annoying. And I know she came from the heart tonight because I can listen to her voice. Tell her that God is good and God did what he was supposed to do tonight. So, you know, I hope somebody heard something tonight that is ready to move them toward and bring them closer to Christ.
Yes.
Because that's the only person that's going to get us through this. The only person is Christ. You got to love Christ and you got to, and once you do his word and you start talking to people, they're waiting out there, they're hungry. They need to be fed. So just like my wife said, you're going to have to start getting out there and talking to these guys. And I mean like early in the daytime, you know, when you're going to work, witness to somebody. Tell them how good God is. Tell them what God did in your life, because there's a lot of testimonies out there that need to be given out because somebody's waiting to hear it.
Amen.
So let's get our nose back to the grindstone like we used to, because see, most of the stuff that's going on in our life right now is because we've gotten away from Christ.
Amen. So, y'all, it's time to sign off. I just want to thank God for Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Toy. You know how I feel about you. You're my sister from another brother, Minister Rob. I thank you for the phone call this evening. The words of encouragement and prayer. God is also good because he did that on so many occasions. I just thank God for him and his wife and family. I just want y'all to keep doing what you're doing. And if you're doing what you're doing and it's not of God, that's your choice. But I'm calling you out on your bull, okay?
Amen.
You got to stand up for Christ or you'll fall for anything. But if that's the place you want to be in, that's your choice. God is a God of choices. Amen. I just thank God for where he has my family going and in the direction that he has us in. Shout out to Shasha and Ed. They found their house today. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I just want to just thank you guys. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. I'm signing off. Thank you for listening to the 1,308th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I was your host, Minister Maureen Lee. Thank you, and I love you with the love of Christ. Keep walking by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus,
one minute.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see you down, I will not lose.